Hello, everyone. It's time for Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hoke, a weekly show about your life and your money. Life is what it's all about, and nothing quite touches so many areas of your life in so many ways as money, and this show covers both. There's something here for everyone, from young money to retirement, from the young at heart to the grandchildren, from recipes to home remedies, and from car repair to Medicare, some news you can use, and the corny joke of the week you can tell your children and grandchildren. It's all here. Give me 30 minutes and I'll give you tips and tricks to a better life. So let's get started. Surprise! I'm back again for another show. Evidently, it takes time for them to pass a law against something. So much to cover this week. Let's just get started with a Julie joke. What is the favorite snack for puppies? Now, don't give up. What is the favorite snack of puppies? Why, it's pup tarts, of course. You don't like that one? Well, here's another one. What do cows use to keep up with dates? You know, the important dates for a cow. Well, that's a calendar. Okay, I'll stop while I'm behind. Let's move on to some longevity information for this week. Your mother told you to brush and floss your teeth, but she didn't tell you that brushing and flossing can add years to your life and help put off or prevent dementia. She probably didn't know it, but if she did, you were giving her such a hard time just to get you to brush your teeth that she didn't have time to tell you. Can you live longer by brushing and flossing? Well, after several studies, researchers say so. How long? As much as 6 years, maybe even more in some cases. It turns out that the bacteria that you floss and brush away causes inflammation that can lead to heart attacks, strokes, and some researchers even dementia. The toxins get into your bloodstream. There's also an article from Humana that says that brushing and gum health are linked to lower and healthier blood pressures. How about that? You can read yourself on the show notes. I'll post a link there at www.scotthoge.info, I-N-F-O. A quick financial moment here. Here is something that I find interesting. A recent study found that 70% of women change their financial advisors within a few years of becoming a widow. Now, I find that interesting, but I can't say that I'm surprised. Most financial advisors don't have a clue about the different needs and issues that widows face financially. Here's a newsflash. Women are different from men. They typically live longer, so they need more money for retirement. They often take years off from work to raise children, which is real work, but usually doesn't pay financially. So their retirement accounts are lower. They're more likely to have a college degree, and that means more likely to have student loan debt. And women, on the average, are interested in different things than men. When a couple comes in, she may want a lifetime annuity for guaranteed income for the rest of her life. And she might even want some life insurance for money for the children. And he may want a bass boat. So things are different. Yes, this is a day in my life as a financial professional. Now, if you're a woman or a spouse that cares, be sure your financial professional understands the special financial needs and goals of women. You can call me at 931-580-5567. And if I don't answer, just leave a message and I'll get back with you. I'm on the phone a lot these days. So please call me at 931-580-5567 and just leave a message. I'll get back to you. Or you can leave a message at any of my partners, Mullins Insurance in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at accesshope247.com. Just say I want to leave a message for Scott. They'll know what to do. Time now for a financial surprise. Everyone is a millionaire. Yep, you heard me right. Everyone is a millionaire. Yep, you're either a millionaire now or you're a millionaire in the making. Let me explain. If you were to start today at minimum wage, and today the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage, is $7.25, and say you're 20 years old when you start, and say you work 40 hours a week, no overtime, just 40 hours a week, and you take off 2 weeks a year, say for vacations, holidays, what have you, so you're only working 50 of the 52 weeks a year, and you only got a 2% increase per year on your wages, which is much less than inflation, so that's not a stretch. But let's go with 2%. Then in your 44th year, you will have made $1 million. When you finish your 44th year, toward the end of the year, at the age of 64, you will have earned $1,007,788. And that's working no overtime and taking off 2 weeks a year. And you're starting with the minimum wage, the minimum hourly wage, which is $7.25, now $7.25, and you only got a 2% increase a year. paying you less than $7.25 an hour is illegal unless you work in some sort of exempt position or circumstance. So you might say it is against the law for you not to become a millionaire, that is, to make $1 million in your lifetime. Of course, a lot of people make more than that. And if you have a spouse and you share your finances, you would make over $2 million working from the age of 20 to, say, the retirement age of 65. I meet with couples regularly that, with a quick estimate, I can see that they've made $3 million or more dollars during their working years, and they're flat broke. The question is where did the money go? Let me tell you a story about that. Over 20 years ago, I worked for this financial company, and they sent me to Nashville to see what I could do for this couple. I was told that they were in really bad shape financially, and they were about to lose everything. And I went to this address, and I was expecting to see this couple with a dozen kids, tons of medical debt, living in a shack, living off bread and water. And boy, was I surprised. It was a very, very nice and large house in a neighborhood of very, very nice and large houses. And I found out that he was the CEO of a music distribution company based in Nashville, which makes sense, Nashville's Music City, more so even then than it is now, I think. And she owned this real estate brokerage or company. And they both made over $1 million a year. And before taxes, that amounted to about $2.2 million together. So how could these people be broke and about to lose everything? How could I tell these people anyway they made $2.2 million? I didn't make that much money. I got to digging through their finances, and they owed for this house, and they owed for the guest house behind it, and they owed for the vacation house, and they owed for the cars of the two children, and they owed for their two drive-to-work cars, and they owed for a sports car, a boat, a timeshare. They owed for everything. So how do you face bankruptcy when you're making $2.2 million a year? Well, here's the answer. You spend $2.4 million a year, and eventually it catches up with you. You're not going to believe this, but they had a special place even made in the trash holding area for pizza boxes. They had so many parties, both them and the children, and they ate so many meals through delivery that they had to make special arrangements for the pizza boxes. They were stacked up nearly as tall as me. Well, one child was in college, the other one was in high school, and enrolled in every possible activity known to man. Pets that had to be placed in expensive boarding when they took their 4 vacations every year. This was back in the day that they had, when they had cable and a satellite dish, yes, both. Everything was just out of control of these people, including the spending. They didn't know what their bills even added up to. They didn't have a clue. This was back when some banks were starting to offer the automatic bill payment services, and they had to love this couple. They were always overdrawn and paying overdraft charges. The hardest thing I had to do was to get the husband on board and to see the problem. He just couldn't believe that he was broke. Two things did it, though. One was I told him you can be broke and on the street if you make $2.2 million and spend $2.4 million a year. It wasn't my opinion, and it wasn't really about him. It was just about math. And the second thing was I told him that I made less a month than his house payments, but my car was paid for. My wife's van was paid for. 3 of my 4 children that had a car, all of their cars were paid for, and I didn't lose sleep worrying about bills, and I hit a chord with him. Well, the wife wanted to order pizza for me and everyone, and I said, great, you order it, I'll pay for it. You can't afford it. And if looks could have killed, I'm telling you, I would have walked away wounded at least. But anyway, I said, do you realize with all of what you owe, your husband's life insurance is in the grace period and it's about to lapse? And that was her wake-up call. I bet when this family stopped ordering pizza while they were getting their act together and getting their finances straightened out, that the pizza restaurant had to lay off employees. The point is, it doesn't matter what you make. You're going to make a lot of money. If you work at minimum wage and get the minimum raise, you're going to make $1 million or more. Now, you may have already made a lot of money, but it's what you keep that you can retire on. Give me a call, and let's just look at what you're doing for your finances and your retirement, and we'll see if that will work today in today's world. And if you aren't doing anything, trust me, you can't be in a bigger mess than I've seen. Let's sort it out together, and I'll pay for the pizza. Now, I know I sound like a broke record on the radio, but there's so many people I'm beginning to hear from that they're finally making it through, and they say, I had the awfulest time getting your phone number off the radio. So call me and leave a message at 931-580-5567. I'll get back to you. I stay on the phone a lot, it seems now. Or you can leave a message at my partners, Mullins Insurance Company in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com, and I'll get back with you. Let's talk about Social Security. There is a one-time death benefit paid is a lump sum paid by Social Security when someone dies if the person that's deceased qualifies through the Social Security Department, and there's an eligible party to receive that benefit. And an eligible party or person would be a surviving spouse or dependent child, usually 18 years of age or younger. That amount is $255. Now, you may be eligible to draw monthly survivor benefits as well, and that's a bit complicated. And in some cases, even a divorced spouse can collect those benefits in some circumstances. But the lump sum death benefit, $255, and that's it. Now, I'm glad Social Security pays anything for a lump sum death benefit, but you won't even cremate someone for $255, and I'm telling you that there's a lot of funerals where the flowers cost several times that much. I think it's important to pay for your own funeral, if you can, and not leave your family with funeral bills and debt and medical bills when you die. Now, a lot of people can't do that. They just don't have that much money set back. That's where life insurance death benefits apply. Now, I know I talk a lot about the living benefits of modern life insurance, like retirement funding, critical care money, tax-free growth, and so on. But there's also a death payment, a death benefit. Some people can't even afford life insurance, and I realize that. I'm not here to push anything on people that they can't afford. Now, the price varies based on your age, your medical conditions, the type of policy, the amount you get, and even if the agent represents companies that pay a large commission or a smaller commission. You won't know what I can do for you if you don't call, and you won't know what the life insurance for you would cost. And I can run the numbers if you'll just give me the information for free. It won't cost you a thing. If it turns out you can't afford it, you can't afford it, and I understand that. But there might be something else that I could do to help you with your finances, so it would still be worth the call, maybe. If you like the idea of paying off your debts, including your funeral, and you can afford some life insurance, then you can make that decision yourself. Something else that's worth mentioning here is married couples on Social Security, when one of a married couple dies, then they lose the smaller check. Now take a moment to think on that. If either of you die, would the spouse that's left have a hard time making ends meet and living the way they did, the way they're used to, if the family lost that smaller check? Now if the answer is yes, I wish you'd call me and let me show you a way that I can insure against that. There's a way that I can insure against that. I can run the numbers, I can show you the results, answer your questions, and if you like it, I'll help you do it. If you don't, then there's absolutely no obligation. Talking about death is never pleasant, my friends, but when you have the money that you need at that time, an unpleasant event is a little less unpleasant. And of course, you can call me or reach out to me through my partners. Time now for Car Corner, and this week's tip comes from the question of a friend. Scott, do I need to spend extra for that higher-priced gasoline with the higher octane numbers, or am I just wasting my money? Well, that's a great question. And a short answer is you aren't doing your engine a favor if you buy the more expensive gas with a higher octane number than your engine is designed for. And like most answers, there's more to it. Well, when your car knocks, it doesn't want you to open the door and let it in. It has fuel going off or exploding in the cylinders before it's supposed to, and that makes the knocking sound. And it isn't good for your engine. To avoid this problem, some engines use a higher octane gas than others. They're actually designed for this higher octane gas, but that's mostly old school cars. Most modern engines burn the regular lower octane fuel just fine. Some of the muscle cars that we have these days with a high horsepower, though, are an exception. Well, sometimes these deposits build up in the cylinders, on the piston tops or the cylinder heads, and even on spark plugs, and these stay so hot. As a matter of fact, they've got cameras that they go into the cylinder with these high temperature cameras where they can see, they find these hot spots that glow. They make hot spots that can set the fuel off before the correct time, the appropriate time when the spark plug fires. Well, this makes a knocking sound that you hear, and it isn't good for the engine. Now, you can sometimes stop this by using a higher octane fuel, but if you have to use a higher octane fuel than the manufacturer recommends, there's some sort of a problem there, and buying a higher octane fuel is just sort of a band-aid for that. Actually, higher octane fuels aren't really that good for your engine unless they're designed to use them. It takes adding more chemicals to raise the octane of the fuel, and these chemicals don't actually burn. They can actually make deposits themselves. I've seen them on spark plugs before. They can shorten the life of your spark plugs, and experts tell us that they're possible causes for clogging of your injectors. Now, a modern engine that uses a regular octane fuel can knock without having these deposits. Sometimes a sensor may fail, and it throws things off, or something may happen to a computer that makes its timing off, and that can cost knocking too, so that's a problem you need to tend to as well. So to sum it up, save your money if your car was designed to run on regular octane fuel, gasoline, and just buy the regular. But if it has a problem knocking on the fuel that it was designed to run, then you have a problem and you need to have your car looked at. The higher octane fuel isn't any better for your car if you don't need it and it just costs more. Gasoline's high enough as it is, in my opinion, although we have some politicians that don't share that idea. This has been a car tip and a money-saving moment. What do you know? It's a two-for-one. If you're turning 65, now I don't have to tell you that Medicare is one of those things that you need to tend to. It's like renewing your driver's license every so many years and filing taxes every year. You just can't ignore it. Well, if you're nearing 65, I bet your mailbox is full of Medicare mess mail wanting you to sign up to some plan or another, and there are letters coming from people that don't even know you. Actually, it's computer-generated, actually, so it's coming from a computer that doesn't even know you. So, for years now, I've helped people with their Medicare. Now that the Social Security offices are closed to walk-in appointments and you can sometimes wait for hours to talk to people or maybe days or two or days or three or to get them to call you back, I help people sign up online, even do it on the phone. You don't have to even have a computer. I'll help you with my computer if you don't. I don't charge anything for that. First, I want to help. And then second, if I treat you right, you might just do business with me or tell someone about me. You know, you can't go wrong helping people. Well, I want you to know that there's a window to signing up for Medicare. There's a time frame when you're turning 65. That window is 3 months before your birthday month, the month of your birthday, and then 3 months after your birthday month. Now, I ask people to contact me 3 months before their birthday so that we can get started, because it can take a few weeks just to verify your identity nowadays with the government and to set up your account that so you can actually apply. And then it can take a month or so to get your Medicare card with your number and your coverage. And if you want a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, that can take some time too. So start early and you won't have a gap in coverage, and you can start Medicare benefits as soon as possible. And since you paid for it, I mean, why not? If you miss out on your window to sign up for Medicare, then you could be facing penalties for the rest of your life, and you'd have to wait for the next opportunity to come around. Maybe it might be the annual enrollment for you to enroll. So there's just no reason for that when I can offer to help you for free. Give me a call. I'll walk you through this. Just walk you through it all. We'll go over it on the phone. And if you need help for signing up, I'll do that too. There is no reason to worry over getting this right. I do it all the time for people. Just give me a call. Call me at 931-580-5567. Just leave a message there and I'll call you back. I stay on the phone so much these days. I get a lot of people calling me now from the radio. Or you call my partners, and to get in touch with them, say, I want to leave a message for Scott. You can call Mullins Insurance at Shelbyville, Tennessee, or the Family Counseling Center, Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at accesshope247.com, and I'll get back with you. Time now for the recipe of the week. Ring the bell. I like the recipes there. There are so many things I have to cover this short hour that I'm going to have to double up here. The car corner was also a money-saving moment this week. Well, the recipe of the week is also going to be a strange factoid. This week's recipe is egg roll in a bowl. Egg roll in a bowl. Say that three times fast. It's a low-carb version of the egg roll, and of course, it wouldn't be an egg roll in a bowl if it wasn't in a bowl. Well, I've got links to some of the best recipes for egg bowl in a roll in the show notes at www.scotthogue, H-O-G-U-E, that's how you spell Hogue, H-O-G-U-E.info. Okay, here's a strange factoid. There were originally no eggs in egg rolls. It's only in modern times that we started adding eggs to egg roll wrappers. Boy, that's another killer talk. Say that three times fast. And in some areas of Asia, the egg wrappers, they still don't even use eggs. They just have flour, oil, and water, sometimes cornstarch and salt. We don't roll eggs with anything either in an egg roll. And in the interest of jam-packing information into this program for you, General Tso's chicken did not originate in China. It was invented in 1952 by Hunan Chef in Taiwan. At one time, it was actually banned in China, since Taiwan and China have been in a feud for years. But now you can get General Tso's chicken in China. And broccoli wasn't even grown in China when General Tso's chicken was first created. So we can be pretty certain that General Tso never had General Tso's chicken. More recipes and history in next week's show, where you will learn that there is no ham in hamburgers. Oh, well. Okay. Here's something I ran across that's kind of interesting, I thought. If you're 65 or you're interested in Medicare, Ken Smith in the Des Moines Register has an interesting article this week on Medicare Advantage plans and COVID. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. You can go at scotthoag.info and find it. He says, the need for aggressive social distancing raised all sorts of questions for older people like me. And he goes on to say, if I should leave the house as little as possible, how am I going to keep up with my regular doctor's appointments and my visits? And if I run out of my standard medications, how am I going to get that filled? Or how can I maintain enthusiasm for fitness when I'm shut up in this house? And even the topic of groceries become distressing. Well, he says, fortunately, I had Medicare, and he already had this comprehensive, affordable coverage, you know, that we talk about, Medicare Advantage. He had a Medicare Advantage plan. And he worked previously in healthcare, and he knew a lot about the different options, and he has even helped, he said, other people make choices. But anyway, he said that the effectiveness of this type of plan in response to the COVID pandemic was just tremendous. He said it was a surprise even to him. All plans immediately suspended all the copays for COVID testing, for COVID treatment, vaccination, and anything related to that, which was a great relief. Plans also suspended the out-of-pocket cost for primary care. Seniors can consult with their doctors for free, and they could expand access to vital counseling at this critical juncture. So you can go on and read it. He goes on and talks about how they use telehealth and video conferencing and home delivery of prescription drugs. I just thought it was interesting. You can go read the whole article at the show notes at www.scotthoag.info. Now, if you want to know more about these Medicare Advantage plans and all of your options with Medicare, just call me, 931-580-5567. Here I'm broke record again. Just leave a message at 931-580-5567. I'll call you back. I stay on the phone to tell you a lot now, but I'll get back with you. You can leave a message with any of my partners, and we've talked about that before. Mullins Insurance, Shelbyville, Tennessee, Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com, and I'll get back with you. Let's ring the bell again for Tax Corner. Today, we're going to talk about some of the tax increases and the new taxes that our good politicians in Washington are working on for us. And they may not get them passed the first time, but they generally don't give up until they do pass them, and as they're passing that, they pass the bill on to us for them. Here's one I suppose is at the top of the most unpopular list, and it's a federal tax to tax you on every mile you drive. Every mile you drive. Of course, we already pay tax on gasoline, diesel fuel, and the more you use it, of course, the more you pay, which is makes kind of sense if you're paying for using the roads. But why not track us and charge us for every mile we drive? What a wonderful idea. Not. The excuse is that electric cars don't buy gasoline or diesel, and we're going to need a lot of money anyway to change America because they're busy changing America. If you remember during the presidential campaign, Biden was talking about adding a dollar a gallon additional tax on gasoline then, and that page was literally out of Al Gore's book. That is actually more popular, though, than the pay-by-the-mile tracking your every move tax. Well, it got so much pushback that they backed off on it for now, but the added per-gallon fuel tax, dollar or whatever, is still alive and it's being talked about, and I'm sure they won't stop at a dollar if they get it, and even if they do, that won't kill the pay-by-the-mile tax. We're going to hear about it probably again. So that's the first one. Then there is the payoff everyone student loan tax, and this one has a 10-year price tag of about $10 trillion. And a lot of that will be up front because turns out we've got a lot of people that owe on school loan debts that we have to pay off now if we do this. Now, this is a very special tax increase that will enable you the privilege of paying for a college degree, even if you don't have one, or even if you've paid your own off, you get to do it again. This might be a good time to remind you that if you take $1 trillion bills and you lay them end to end, they would reach from here to the sun and 3 million miles more beyond. So $10 trillion would go to the sun 10 times and then 30 million more miles beyond. Now, we also have an infrastructure bill, and they've not got that thing pinned down yet, but some say it's $2 trillion, some say it's $4 trillion, others say it's in between. And it's on the table now, and it turns out about 5% or 1/20th of it is actually supposed to go to infrastructure, which is interesting. So things like building roads and bridges, repairs to transportation, working on airports. I think it's going to go through in some form. Dig a little deeper in your pocket for that one. That probably is going to come through. Now, the last new tax for today is the New Green New Deal. There was a lot of news in that, but anyway, the New Green New Deal. The Biden administration says it's going to cost around $10 trillion, and that's pretty pricey. But an independent organization headed by the former director of the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. And you may hear them on the radio and the TV talk about the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Well, they say it's going to cost $93 trillion. And it's hard to say that and still hang on to the chair. There is a slight difference there, you can see, but it's only money. Some forms of the new Green Deal call for the elimination of cows. I'm not kidding you. I guess the cows don't have any lobbyists. I'm going to miss hamburgers, but with the taxes that they raise, they're going to be so high that when I pay them, I won't be able to buy hamburgers anyway. They got two ways to pay for all of this, you know. Medicare, you know, we've got that bill. We've got Social Security. We've got Medicaid. We've got veterans benefits. Little thing called defense where we protect our country and keep it as a country. There's just all these things and then all this additional stuff. And would you believe it's a pretty penny that they pay Congress? Well, they got two ways to pay for these extreme spending projects and money giveaways. One is print the money. Well, they're going to do that. They are doing it. They're going to continue to do it. But they can only do so much because that causes inflation. And we're depending on these other countries to buy our debt. So they can't get carried away too far with printing all the money that they need to do these things. Because people would realize that our dollar wasn't worth anything. Instead of a slow collapse, we would see a fast collapse of the dollar. Maybe even almost overnight. And then the second way is taxing the stuffing out of you. And of course, they're gearing up for that. They're already doing things like raising taxes and closing loopholes on retirement funds and such. And people say, well, what is a loophole in a retirement fund? Well, it's that part where that you hope that the children could keep your house and maybe a little of the money that you work so hard for. That's what they call loopholes. No loophole is to be able to draw enough money out of your retirement account to live on after you pay the taxes on it. That's another loophole. So you should read these people's policy statements and platforms that they publish. They're on the internet, and many of them are actually on government websites. It's scary stuff. So my question to you is, are you prepared for the inflation that we're already seeing, and it's rolling down toward us like a giant rock in an Indiana Jones movie? And can you pay those taxes? Do you want to pay those taxes? Or do you want to use some strategies and put your money into places where you can legally avoid some of them, legally? Or even maybe in some cases, all of those taxes after you're in retirement and you don't have a lot of work income, you don't actually have a lot of deductions. Well, you'd better believe that these politicians have left themselves and their families some loopholes, and you have just as much right to use them as they do. So just call me at 931-580-5567. There's that broke record again. Just leave a message, because I do stay on the phone quite a bit, or you can leave a message with my partners, Mullins Insurance in Shelbyville, Tennessee, Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com, and I'll get back with you. Just tell them that I want to leave a message for Scott, and they'll understand. It doesn't hurt to call, and it doesn't hurt to look, but it could hurt you and your family if you don't. You hear that music? That means our time together on the radio this week is almost over. But you can call me on the phone or reach me through my partners or the show website. And I should have the podcast of the show up on the website a day or two after the broadcast. Now they tell me I've got to read these disclaimers. Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hogue is copyright protected by Scott Hogue and Hogue on Life Publishing 2021, all rights reserved. The information on the show is provided for entertainment for educational purposes only. Not in any way to be considered personal or professional advice. Your circumstances are unique, and Scott Hogue or his associates cannot be responsible for your decisions based on public information provided by Scott Hogue or his associates through this show, the podcast, or printed material. We simply don't know your personal facts. Wherever there's risk, we must insist that you seek professional advice from a competent professional in that field. Scott Hogue does not provide health care, mental health advice, and refers you to your doctor, your mental health care, your medical health care professional for professional advice. And remember, tax laws and regulations change frequently, so see your tax professional for up-to-date information. Now, you can contact me by phone at 931-580-5567 or through my partners at the Mullins Insurance Agency in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com. or through the show website at www.scotthogue.info. Remember, if you're struggling, remember someone cares. They're there for you at www.accesshope247.com. At any hour of the day or night, and the call is free. Till next week, be blessed and bring back friends.